Contend. Contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. For in it is great power, saith the Spirit of grace. Angrily, with anger, with righteous indignation, not with self-exalted pride, or those things that would bring attention to yourself, but with a fire burning within your spirit, contend for the foundation, saith the Spirit of grace. For man will not hear your opinions, nor will opinions cause people to rise from the dead. Those things that are high and lofty to man and bring great interest, as men would say, oh, I've always had that question. I want to know this, and I want to know that, and I want to know end time events, and I want to know the big things. I want to know this and that. Those are not the things that will raise the dead, saith the Spirit of grace. A lot of people with unanswered questions, asking many, many questions, but know this. It is the foundation, my son's blood and his resurrection power, that will raise the dead, saith the Spirit of grace. Preach the gospel. Preach the foundation. Have a hope with inside of you. Study my word. Understand my word. And be able to give answers to deep things. But you'll never get past. There is no deeper thing than this. The blood of my son, saith the Spirit of grace. Stand in the foundation. Stand in the foundation and go about as disciples in this last hour and preach these words, Jesus has risen from the dead. Hallelujah. There will be a renewal. There will be a renewal on the foundation and on the strength of those things which have been spoken by my apostles in the past, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not flower it up. Do not try to dress it up. Do not perfume it up. Do not try to make it fancy. Speak the word with confidence, and I will follow it with signs and wonders, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Your friends and your family members are not interested in how much scripture that you know and can quote. Your family must see the word working in you, saith the Spirit of grace. Even if you speak, there are those men who can speak great, great dissertations with great long quotations of the word and have no power, impressing people with all kinds of doctrine, impressing people with all kinds of things of history and flowery things in which they have studied and which a doctorate goes along with what they say. But I say unto you, go into the secret chamber and let the Holy One anoint you. So if the simplicity of just the words as Jesus loves you comes out of your mouth, and that's all you know, and you live a life of holiness behind that, I will come and I will anoint your words so strong. I will anoint them as if you had gone to the highest levels of studying my word. And I will come and I will confirm it with signs and wonders following, saith the Spirit of grace.